Hey guys, it's Daxton.
And Hayden from Blondies Out Loud.
And if you've ever thought about starting a podcast or making money from one,
we use Creator Lab from Odyssey for our show, and it's honestly been so easy.
It's free hosting, and it gives you a really simple way to earn on top of whatever you're already doing.
Which, of course, we love because it just adds another stream without the extra work.
So, if you're a creator or podcast curious,
check it out at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome on back into Sports Talk, folks, here on WWL, gearing up for Saints preseason action tomorrow, 3 o'clock kickoff right here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. Taking a break from our black and gold coverage at the moment to remember an LSU legend, baseball legend Skip Bertman passed away at the age of 88 years old, helping us remember the great Glenn Gilbo, columnist for TheTigerRag.com, also author of Everything Matters in Baseball, the Skip Bertman story. Definitely appreciate the time on this rough day, Glenn. Thank you so much. How you been doing?
Good. It has been a tough day, and there's so much to write about Skip. You don't know where to start or where to finish because he accomplished so much in his career.
Well, Glenn, looking, your book is titled Everything Matters in Baseball, and in the light of his passing, What does that phrase mean to you now, and how did the define the way, basically, that Skip coached and lived?
Well, Skip was just the ultimate detail guy in preparing his players with videos before other coaches did, preparing his batters with videos of the opposing pitchers, his pitchers with video of the opposing batters, especially in the postseason, and he would have his pitchers at the World Series, like Chad Ogé, meet with him on the morning of games at his hotel room, and he had all these VHS tapes back in the day in the 90s, and that's how he prepared his team. And he was always two or three innings ahead while in the dugout. He knew what was going to happen. He could tell the future. That's throughout the book. He knew when the other coach was going to change pitchers and so forth. And he called the games. You know, he called the games to his pitchers. So he was just very much into the game. And then and Skip was unique in that he was an excellent in-dugout coach, but he was also an excellent marketer and businessman, salesman of the sport of baseball and getting attendance at LSU. And number three, he was a major motivator also through videos. He was really ahead of the curve in his video work and just in how he spoke to the team and could motivate them. And he would always have speakers to his team, usually once a week. So he had all the bases covered, so to speak.
Yeah, Glenn, you know, a five-time College World Series champion, seven-time SEC champion, five-time Collegiate Baseball Coach of the Year, seven-time SEC Coach of the Year, like the most accolades for a coach that you could probably imagine. But what always stood out to me was, you know, he was always around. He was always visible, right? Even over the past few years. You know, how much do you think it meant to Skip that the program continued to build, and especially the last few years with Jay Johnson getting them to two College World Series championships? Like, how much do you think it meant to him to see the program continue to win championships even after he left?
He also won the bronze medal as the Olympic coach in 96 in Atlanta. He hired Paul Maneri from Notre Dame after his first hire, Smoke Lavallo, the first coach to replace Skip, did not work out well. So it's very important for Skip to get the program rerouted. And Paul Maneri did that really quickly. In just his third year, he won the national championship. And that was awesome because Skip knew Paul's dad from his Miami days, and he knew Paul since he was a kid. So that ended up being a great hire. And Paul almost won a second national championship. And then Paul retired, and Skip helped Scott Woodward, as did Maneri, hire Jay Johnson. And Jay had been an admirer of Skip since he was a kid and idolized him. And Skip liked Jay right off. So, you know, as Jay began to win, and Skip knew he was going to win a lot. I mean, he's already won two in just 4 years. So, he's very happy with how the program has done you know, since he left. You know, they've won three national championships after he won five. So they're catching up to him.
Glenn, you mentioned that Skip was a master motivator. I know he's also very demanding. What was he like behind the closed doors when the mics were off and the cameras were off and just interacting with his guys?
Well, you know, he was very well liked by his players. I mean, all coaches have a couple of players that maybe don't like him right off, but he was extremely popular with his players, particularly after they finished playing for him. Because he did work them hard, particularly when he was younger. But you know, one of the amazing things that I learned while doing the book was these guys, I interviewed them usually for an hour to 2 hours because they didn't want to stop talking about it. They weren't talking because they liked me. They were talking because they wanted to talk about Skip. And just a lot of respect. And he was fun. You know, Skip had fun, even though he was a disciplined coach. And he made sure the players had fun. And I think that's what did it. And especially once they got to Omaha, you know, the hay was in the barn. I mean, there was still some scouting reports and so forth. But once you got to Omaha, they all started having fun big time. And most of the time, they won it all.
Hey, guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right. On audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Glenn, I know you interviewed like nearly 200 people for your book. Was there maybe a story or a detail from those interviews that you feel best captures why Skip was so uniquely successful?
Well, I would say that there's a chapter on the Bon Jovi concert. Bon Jovi came to the Assembly Center in January of in the 80s. And they were huge at the time, late 80s, and all the players had bought their tickets in advance, and that was a lot of money at that time for them. There was no NIL, and they had to figure out a way for Skip to give them the day off. And Skip found out about it, and he pretended like, you're not getting the day off. And then he met with them and said, hey, look, guys, I was just kidding. Sandy and I, my wife, Sandy Burtman, we're huge Bon Jovi fans. We're going to the concert with you. So he went to the show with them, and I don't think he knew what was going on. But he was that just showed that, you know, it wasn't all about practice. You know, he let the guys have fun, too.
Yeah, you know, you bring up there was no NIL. How do you think Skip Bertman would have handled the NIL era of baseball?
Yeah, I think that's the thing about Skip. He didn't become a head coach until he was in his 40s, and he was really good at keeping up with the times. So he would have kept up with NIL. He'd have figured something out. I mean, this is a guy who came to LSU as a pitching coach from Miami, and his early teams were very pitch-oriented and small ball. And then he transformed into gorilla ball, and his team hit 188 home runs in 1997 because the bats got bigger, and no one has come close to that record. So that's kind of like Nick Saban becoming an offensive coordinator. He just flipped because he can coach any part of baseball, and he was always very up on any modernizations and technology. So he'd have caught up with NIL and the portal and everything. I don't think he would have liked it, but he would have figured out a way to win another national championship with it, I'm sure.
Talking to Glenn Gilbo, columnist for TigerRag.com, also author of Everything Matters in Baseball, The Skip Bertman Story. And I know, Glenn, that there's so many of those iconic moments. As a young man growing up, even in New Jersey, I was going crazy for Warren Morris' walk-off home run in 96. I know the pack stands at Old Alec Box Stadium. But for you, is there like one moment that best defines the Bertman era?
You know, I covered Skip in 2000 and 2001 when I was at the Baton Rouge Advocate, and those were his last two seasons. And that 2000 team was just so fun to cover. There was older guys on that team like Blair Barbier from New Orleans and Brad Cressy and Brian Tallett who pitched in the majors. And the way they won that game was so cool. I mean, it looked like they were dead. And Barbier worked that count, fouling off several pitches, hit the home run. that got him back in it. They hit a couple more home runs, and then Brad Cressy hit the walk-off single. Not a walk-off home run, but a walk-off single, and Ray Wright had a huge catch where he went into the outfield. And to me, that was the ultimate Skip Bourbon game, how they pulled that out and beat Stanford. And that was his last title, and I think it was one of his sweeter ones, because that team struggled a little bit throughout the season, but it came through at the end, and that was my favorite team.
Definitely appreciate the time, Glenn. When we were thinking, you know, we wanted to talk about Skip Bourbon and honor him today. There's no better guy than to get you on. If people are interested in getting your book, what's the best place to go? Is it Amazon or somewhere else to get Everything Matters in Baseball?
Actually, the best way to get the book is to honor Skip by going to skipbertman.org. You can buy the book right off of his own website, and it's on the front page. You can order the book of the website, skipbertman.org, and you can also, he signed a bunch of books months ago, and so you can also buy a book with his autograph on it. That's the best way to get it, and it has all his championships in there, and has every aspect of his career, including back when he was at Miami Beach High and won a state championship. So it's a fun read, but it's going to make you sad too.
Glenn, awesome stuff. Thank you so much for the time today, man.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Glenn.
Glenn Gilbo, columnist for TigerRag.com and author of Everything Matters in Baseball, The Skip Bourbon Story. Lost a legend here today, and really just amazing what he did for college baseball, not just LSU, all of the entire sport.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm too young to remember, you know, most of it, right? but again, I just thought it was always cool that, you know, even, you know, in his 80s, he's sitting in the stands, he's invested.
Entrenched in the program,
in
right.
In the program, and that's just a cool thing to see, right? Like, I don't think you see a lot of programs with that type of staying power. He was the head coach, he was the AD, got all these championships. Like, that program is what it is today because of him.
Cheers to Mr. Bourbon, and God bless him and his family.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.